isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but have a passion for Javan Cherries and an enthusiasm for the music popular back when the only Starbucks around were in 1956's Moby Dick. The apocryphal legend tells of an Ethiopian goatherd, Kaldi, who noticed that his herd, upon eating berries from a certain tree, became so spirited, as one variation goes, they became overly amorous with one another. Kaldi reported his findings to the abbot of the local monastery, because who would want to know more about an overly amorous-inducing berry than a monk? The abbot made a drink with the berries and discovered that it kept him spirited for the long hours of evening prayer. The abbot shared his discovery, which quickly spread into Arabia and on to become arguably the most popular beverage on earth. And since there can be little doubt of the reliance of this ancient elixir in rock and rhythm, it only stands to reason some would brew a song or two in its honor. Things are percolating on this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review, and it's good to the last sonic drop as we have a cup of coffee with Danny Overby, Glenn Glenn, Scatman Crothers, Little Johnny Clark, Mike Pedison, The Knight Riders, Merle Travis, Bobby Martell, and Slim Gaylord.
When you boil it all down, what does a man really need? Just a smoke and a cup of coffee.
For those whose childhood was cultivated in the 70s, Hoosier Benjamin Scatman Crothers was a ubiquitous character in movies and television. His instantly familiar, gravelly voice graced countless cartoons like Hong Kong Phooey, and his acting in sitcoms like Chico and the Man and movies like The Shining. What's not well known is for 40 years prior, Crothers was a recording artist with a diverse output as a drummer to vocalist with countless acts. One of his periodic singles was this 1955 tune for micro-label Century, Keep That Coffee Hot.
Just keep that coffee hot.
I keep it hot.
Be sure you make a lot.
I make a lot.
Your coffee hits the spot.
It hits the spot.
So keep that coffee hot.
So keep it hot.
I love your coffee pot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot.
So keep it hot.
Just got my pay today.
Just today.
But I don't plan to stay.
Ain't gonna stay.
I'm leaving right away.
Yeah, right away.
Tonight's my night to play.
My night to play.
I love your coffee pot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot. Got some troubles to lose. Gonna live down those blues. So goodbye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Gonna have me some fun until I see the sun in the sky.
Bye, bye, bye.
But whatever I do, I will come back to you by and by.
Bye, bye, bye.
So keep that coffee hot.
I keep it hot.
Be sure you make a lot.
I make a lot.
Your coffee hits the spot.
It hits the spot.
So keep that coffee hot.
So keep it hot.
I love your coffee pot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot.
Cutting out on you, honey.
Gonna have me some fun until I see the sun in the sky.
I'll be way up there.
But whatever I do, I will come back to you by and by.
Well, here I am again, honey.
So keep that coffee hot.
I keep it hot.
Be sure you make a lot.
I make a lot.
Your coffee hits the spot.
It hits the spot.
So keep that coffee hot.
So keep it hot.
I love your coffee pot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee.
Say, sugar, how'd you like to come over to my house tonight and see my coffee?
Fresh?
Oh, yeah, ground today.
Orrin Glenn Troutman is not a rockabilly name, but Glenn Glenn sounds just about right. A fine example of the L.A. rockabilly sound, Glenn and his underrated guitarist Gary Lambert recorded for micro label Era and its offspring Door. Then, as was so often the case, the draft simmered any momentum Glenn brewed in 1957. One cup of coffee.
Well, one cup of coffee and a cigarette. I'm waiting on the one I want, a loving pet. It seemed like a year since I seen her face. One cup of coffee and a cigarette. Oh, well, I think I'm gonna cry if she don't show up. The tears are gonna fall in the coffee cup. Cigarette smokes are getting in my eye, but ain't the reason that I cry. I'm waiting on my baby and she ain't here yet. One cup of coffee and a cigarette. Cigarette, I'm waiting on the one I want, a loving pet. It seemed like a year since I've seen her face. Her sweet lips I can't wait to test.
I'm waiting on my baby and she ain't here yet.
One cup of coffee and a cigarette.
Danny Overby was one of the missing links between, say, T-Bone Walker and Chuck Berry, which begs the question, why has nobody heard of him? Hard to say, as the triple threat Overby was signed to Chess and palled around with Alan Freed. Though success largely eluded Danny, this 1953 tune was rebrewed by Ella Mae Morse and later by Bill Haley, whom performed it on Ed Sullivan. 40 Cups of Coffee.
I drink a cup of coffee and start to pulling out my hair. I drink 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee waiting for you to come home. A quarter to 12 and you're still not in. The way you run around is a doggone sin. I drink 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee waiting for you to come home. A quarter to 3, I start watching the clock. The phone won't ring, so I'm waiting for your knock. I drink 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee waiting for you to come home. Thank you. quarter to four, you ain't got home yet. I'll try to be cool and smoke a cigarette and drink 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee waiting for you to come home. You knock on the door about a quarter to five. I run to hug you and kiss you and say thank God you're still alive. I drank 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee, but I'm glad you finally came home.
Ah, enough of this talk of plots and scenarios. Join me in a cup of coffee, would you?
There was no Little Johnny Clark, short of the print on the single. Johnny was actually Joe Ainson, vocalist for the Fabulous Carousels. Some members recall a late-night session with Chet Atkins in a small Nashville studio as the song's genesis, but more likely is the Carousels cut it at Robin Hood Bryan's renowned studio in 1963, making the release on the Sherwood label less a coincidence. Why the pseudonym? Perhaps it sounded like it had a little less cream. Black coffee. Without Doc Stark's name on the label, although present on the track, review regulars The Knight Riders continued their label-hopping tradition with the erratic aggregate making its way over to MGM for One Cup in 1957. Sittin' Sippin' Coffee.
Sittin' sippin' coffee, watching time go by. Laughing, joking, smoking, trying not to cry. Oh, this is a blue night, as blue can be. My baby's stepping out tonight, but she won't be with me. Funny how a gal can keep a fella on a string. Promises and views of love just don't mean anything. Sittin' sippin' coffee, happy, drown my cheers. And I'll bet I won't forget for years and years and years. Can't believe my baby would find somebody new. Oh, waitress, could you tell me what time do you get through? Thank you.
watching time go by. Laughing, joking, smoking, trying not to cry. Oh, this is a blue night, as blue can be. My baby's stepping out tonight, but she won't be with me. Funny how a gal can keep a fella on a string. Promises and views of love just don't mean anything. Sitting, sipping coffee, have to drown my tears. And I'll bet I won't forget for years and years and years. Can't believe my baby would find somebody new. Oh, waitress, could you tell me what time do you get through? Sitting, sipping coffee, sitting, sipping coffee, sitting, sipping coffee.
Me and Vincent would have been satisfied with some freeze-dried Taster's Choice, right?
Anyone that knows me knows that my favorite breakfast is an every-seed bagel and chocolate velvet coffee. I'd like to think Slim Gaylord had the same favorite breakfast and that that was the influence for this vocalese masterpiece. Released in 1945 for the micro label BB, be sure to look for Slim's 1946 performance on YouTube, where you'll see the aforementioned Scatman Crothers on Traps, Dunkin' Bagel.
Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel, splash in the coffee. Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel, splash in the coffee.
Matzo ball, lots of balsamini.
The filter fish,
a computer fish booty.
Pickle herring,
a pickle herring booty.
Lots of rooty,
oh, lots of rooty.
Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel. In the
You earn the right to be called a guitar god when you have a finger picking style named after you, and was the first person on the planet to have a solid body electric guitar that you helped design. Country icon Merle Travis may have never really crossed into rockabilly, but some of his early recordings certainly had the swagger, and Travis picking was a rockabilly guitarist's fundamental technique. I Can't Afford the Coffee.
I get up in the morning, take my clothes off of the chair, open up another window for a breath of fresh air. But it's not like home sweet home, cause I miss that old aroma of coffee perking everywhere. I got the cane to afford the coffee, and I'm tired of drinking weak tea blues. Can't afford the coffee, I'm tired of drinking weak tea blues. Can't have no coffee with my honey, cause I got to use my money for shoes. How can I keep myself awake without my usual cup of joe? Got to find a way to buy it, cause this tea has just got to go. Can't afford the coffee, tired of drinking weak tea blues. I'm gonna write myself a letter and send it air mail to Brazil. And if they can't get no coffee for me, maybe Guatemala will. I might even take a notion to swim across the ocean and find myself a Java mill. I got the cane to afford the coffee, and I'm tired of drinking weak tea blues. Can't afford the coffee, tired of drinking weak tea blues. My nerves are slowly fraying when I haven't got the grounds to brew. How can I keep myself awake without my usual cup of joe? Got to find a way to buy it, cause this tea has just got to go. I can't afford the coffee, and I'm tired of drinking weak tea blues. Can't afford the coffee, I'm tired of drinking weak tea blues.
Johnny, how much more coffee?
No thanks.
Some of the best coffee comes from the Blue Mountain region of Jamaica, and so does some of the best music. A curious 1962 release on Jamaica's Beverly label featured an almost unrecognizable ska cover of Claude Gray's 1960 country hit, I'll Just Have a Cup of Coffee. The artist was Bobby Martell, and it was one of the first recordings for the teenage Martell, aka Bob Marley, before finding Rastafari, before the Wailers, and before reggae. One Cup of Coffee.
Just drop by to let you know that I'm leaving you tomorrow. I'll cause you no more sorrow. One cup of coffee, then I'll go. I brought the money like the lawyer said to do, but it won't
Take the place of loving you, I know. So, one cup of coffee,
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Phil Johnson. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters.com, that's two T's in jet, to learn more about the review.
This coffee tastes like paint.
Paint?
By golly, it is paint.
What's the matter?
I just drank some paint.
Why, that's silly. I always drink coffee.
He was one of the oldest rock and rollers at its formation, a good 8 years older than Bill Haley, and as of 2014 is still alive. Honker Mike Pettison's music paralleled that of fellow Philly chum Haley, but as so often was the case, luck is a cruel mistress. Where Haley hit for Decca, Pettison didn't for RCA, so label to label Mike went before cutting this superior 1961 cover of a Shorty Long tune, Burnt Toast and Black Coffee.
That's all she left for me.